我们今天所要正道的讲题，耶和华必预备，在创世纪第22章第1到19节。 Jehovah Jireh is the title of today's message, taken from Genesis 22 verses 1 to 19。亚伯拉罕已经在这时候120岁了，他的儿子也有18岁他在这时候神要试探亚伯拉罕，神在这时候试探他，他已经120岁了，他在75岁的时候就从他家乡来到那这迦南园，已经有45年的时间。那神在这时候要试验他在我们跟随主的这人生过程神会试验我们。那我们也看到为什么在基督徒的人生中那神的考验呢，是越来越难，考题越来越难。我们相信神，跟他一起走这一路，那他考验我们，就是要试探我们，看我们有没有真正的相信他。真正的跟随他那这些考验就是要使到我们能够认识自己的信心是真实的吗。 Abraham is now 120 years old, Isaac 18 years old, when God tested Abraham's faith. This testing will be greater than all the trials that he had gone through. He was now in the land for 45 years. And it is interesting to observe that in life, trials never seem to abate, but each trial seemed to be more intensive. Each one a test, if we would trust God to see us through, we would see Abraham's faith triumph yet again. 在这经节我们要看到亚伯拉罕的信心再一次得到胜利。他的生命是一个顺服的生命，他顺服神的旨意，顺服神的意思，就是最终一个基督徒的在一个基督徒的生命神的考验，对我们的考验，就是我们有没有继续的相信他，相信他的话语我们的信心是不是真实的约伯记第13章第5节我们背的那经节就说到神会考验我们在约伯被考验的时候他就有这个 信心啊，说神啊，虽然给他啊很大的考验啊，约伯的考验是什么呢？啊，他突然间，他是一个很富有的商家啊，他在他啊。被考验的时候啊，他的财产在一天通通不见掉，他的孩子有十个孩子也在那一天都死了。那他突然间也身体也不适，就是他的身体啊也是突然间长了整身的疮啊，突然间哇，他就在这时候对耶和华神说，虽然他必杀我，我虽无指望，然而我在他面前还要辨明我的所行，就是说他在这很难的考验之下的时候啊，他的信心没有动摇。Job was tested by God. And his test was very grievous, very great. He suddenly lost all his wealth, suddenly lost all his 10 children, and suddenly lost all his, lost also his health. The boils were all over his body. But at that point in time, he did not curse God, but rather he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He did not become faithless, but trusted God in the midst of his trial. 我们继续的相信，信靠耶和华神，信靠主耶稣基督，考验一定会来不过我们要知道，在生活上的每一个考验会使到我们怀疑神对我们的爱。神啊，你在哪里啊？如果你真的是真神的话，为什么我还会生病？为什么我会遭遇到这些事情？我不要信靠你了。你对我的爱是真的吗？ During the time of testing, especially when the circumstances are adverse, it can cause us to doubt God's love for us. Does God's love change? No, God's love for us does not change. But the circumstances before us may seem to portray that perhaps there is a change.在我们生活的考验当中我们被试探的时候，被试验的时候在那个时候，我们可能会感觉到神在哪里我有祷告，不过我还是在这个困境无法解脱。 神你是有大能的，那为什么我还会困在这个坑里呢？为什么我还没办法找到一个解决我生活上解决的方法。To continue trusting God even though the circumstances around us seem so adverse. To cause us to even doubt God's love for us. Is there a limit that God will put to the trials that we can bear? 神对我们的考验呢，有没有限制？有没有限制？如果没有限制的话，我们哇，那考题如果太难的话怎么办呢？我们没办法及格啊，怎么办呢？使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十章第十三节就对我们说，哥林多前书 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13哥林多前书第十章第十三节哥林多前书第十章第十三节，你们所遇见的试探，你们所遇见的试探无非是你所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。就是说在你的试探中间神会开一条出路，神会给你们开一条出路，这是他的应许，叫你们能忍受得住。就是说神不会给你一个考试你会不及格，就是说你会就是你不懂得怎么样答，神不会给你一个试探的，就是超越你能够忍受得住的。God does not try us more than we can endure. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So here is the promise of God given to us in the time of our trial, that no temptation that God brings to you will be too much for you to bear. So there could be circumstances that come our way that we cannot understand, that we cannot explain, and it seemed to hit us real hard and real painfully. We feel the pain and we grieve, but the Lord's promise to us is that your temptation, your trial would be bearable. This is God's promise to His children. 我们要认识到神给我们的试探神给我们的试探不会超越超越我们能够忍受神他给我们的试探都会 在每一个试探中，使到我们能够忍受得住，忍受得住。This is the encouragement that God will give to us, the needed grace to overcome the trials that come our way. God will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. This is the strength of faith.
神说，你在被试探的时候啊，他必给你开一条出路，他必要，他总要啊，这里就说到，给你开一条出路。
所以神要我们有这个信心啊，来相信啊，说他掌管我们的生命啊，我们把我们的生命交给他掌管啊，那我们自己能够逃出神的管制中吗？不能够啊。We cannot go out of God'sworld, God's purview, God's universe. We cannot escape out of it. There is nothing that is outside God that we can escape to. And God wants us to know that He loves us and that He'scare for us does not change during the time of our trials. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. 他就跟我们说，在最困难的时刻，神和你同在，神跟你同在，耶稣跟你同在，耶稣会照顾你，要有这个信心啊，来信靠他啊，因为他有这个能力保护我们啊，有这个能力帮助我们。Abraham was tested， 亚伯拉罕被试探。God knew Abraham loved Isaac dearly. 神知道亚伯拉罕深爱他的儿子。他已经在20年前把另一个儿子送走了，你记得吗？他的心在那个时候已经破碎了。不过在这时候，神给他另一个儿子，从他自己他亲生的儿子神现在也对他说把他这个儿子祭了，就是把他焚烧了，祭神了。 God said to Abraham that he is to offerHis son Isaac upon the altar as a burnt offering to God. God loved Abraham. Why did God instruct him to personally take the life, sacrifice his son?Here, God wants to test us. 在这里啊，神为什么要他亲自的要他牺牲他自己的儿子？因为神要考验他，考验他说他有没有把一切都顺服交给神。我们想想啊。 有什么东西我们不是神赐给我们的，我们的孩子也是神赐给我们的，所以神要把他带走，神有这个能力，神也是有这个权力。那我们能不能够相信他，说他对我们的爱是真实的，那他不会他做的事情不会超出他对我们的爱。 Can we believe that God, what God does will not go beyond his love for us? In other words, there's nothing that God does that is not out of his love for us. Will we believe that? If we believe that, then whatever circumstances and testing that comes in our life, we would believe that God's love for us does not change. Does not change. And God wants us to know. 在这亚伯拉罕的这个献祭就让我们看到在2000年后神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上就是他献祭使到他能够做那个羔羊神的羔羊来洗我们的罪。 2,000 years later, that sacrifice that Abraham would be asked to do prefigures the Father sacrifice of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon the cross, in order to save us from our sins. How great a price for the Father to allow the Son to be the sacrifice. How great is that sacrifice? When we look at this account of Abraham's test, we would have an idea, a little idea, of the mystery of God's love for us in allowing his only begotten Son to bear our sins. So when Jesus was upon the cross, he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? 耶稣在十字架钉十字架的时候，他对父神说，父神啊，你为什么离弃我？父神有没有离弃他？没有离弃他。他为什么这样说？这个是一种，这是他的祷告，他的祷告，说神啊，给我这个力量来做您的，来顺服您的旨意。What was going on in Abraham's mind? It was very hard. Very hard. And you would see the actions that he would take were very deliberate. 他要做的每一，神猜他做的每一样动作，每一个动作都是很就是都他的心里，他的心啊都是很沉重的。You can see how heavy the heart of Abraham is
in every action that he has to take to fulfill the will of God, to sacrifice his own son. 那我们就会看到神他的每一样每一个动作，这个每一个动作都记载了亚伯拉罕的这个是艰难的这个试验。 You will look at our text, you would realize from verse 3 onwards, you count the number of and, A-N-D, the word and, A-N-D that is in the text. From verse 3 onwards, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place which God had told him. Very elaborate, very heavy-hearted. 亚伯拉罕的心里怎么想呢？ 他每一个动作都心里的很沉重，对不对？ 他要亲手啊。 把他的自己的儿子，他养了18年的儿子，把这个儿子献祭了。他的儿子问他，在第七节，你有那个木？ 不过，你有，你了点了着了火啊！不过那个献祭的羊在哪里啊？他儿子问他，他儿子还不知道。亚伯拉罕知道。他说，他对他儿子说，在第八节，他对他儿子说。 我儿啊，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。神必自己预备。Our text tells us in Genesis 22 and verse 8. My son, God will provide. God will provide himself a lamb for the offering. God will provide. What is it that is being described here? Well, 这里就说什么？这里就说到神看到你的困境，神看到。 神从天上看到你的心里的哀痛、悲痛，神从天上看到，神也会自己会帮助预备做燔祭的羔羊，就是亚伯拉罕有这个信心啊。 说神不会，就是如果神要我这样做的话，我也要就是相信他，相信他。So the literal translation, my God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Is this the Lord shall see to it for an offering, my son. The Lord will see to it. In other words, he says that God knows
and he will see him through. He knows your need. He will see to it that he will provide for you. This is the meaning of the phrase Jehovah Jireh. God will see to it. That's why in verse 14 it is said, in the mount it shall be seen. It shall be seen. What did he see? Well, he saw a lamb that was caught in the thicket right at the time when he put his hand to about to kill his son. 他拿了刀啊, 把儿子放在献祭的坛上, 把木放在儿子的身上, 用手啊, 手举起了, 要把儿子杀了。 天使从天上, 阻拦他, 说, 等一下, 等一下。 为什么神要这样做呢? 第十二节, 说道, What is the reason for that? For God's test for him? Well, the Lord says in verse 12, For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. 在这十四节, 神就给他, 亚伯拉罕, 他试探他的原因, 亚伯拉罕给那第十四节, 说到, 在耶和华的山上, 必有预备, 在耶和华的山上, 必有预备, 就是神, 预备, 已经预备了, 给他, 让他, 能够有这个出路, 那十二节, 神对他说, 他这个原因啊, 现在我知道, 第十二节说, 你是敬畏神的了, 因为你没有将你的儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 留下不给我。 神就是说, 对我们的试探呢, 就是要我们, 就是, 顺服他, 把一切的, 生命的一切, 顺服他, 他要照顾我们, 他对我们的照顾, 比我们自己的照顾, 还要好, 所以我们能够信靠他, 来, 帮助我们, we can trust God to take care of us, because He loves us more than we love ourselves. And He orders all things well for His glory, to our eternal benefit. May the Lord help us. 我们今天讲到这里。